This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And suddenly, football isn't just about this. Oh, and millions of beer and car commercials. There's also this.
FanDuel's one-week fantasy football leagues are paying $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no commitment.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Try FanDuel today.
In the opening week of the NFL season, the two leading fantasy football companies, DraftKings.com and FanDuel.com, spent more than $27 million to advertise their daily fantasy sports games. Both companies are now valued at more than $1 billion. Where's the money coming from, and what are these companies selling? Are they selling sports or a sports gambling obsession dressed up as a super fan club? Joining me now with more is Carla Varialli, sports lawyer and professor at Columbia University Sports Management Program. Carla, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi there.
These folks have been around for a while. I've heard them on, you know, sports radio going back several years, but this is their season for a big play. What's happening right now?
Well, I think we're at a point where the appetite for sports wagering is at an all-time high, and I think that the fantasy sports, and in particular the daily fantasy sports, have sort of captured the imagination of fans and actually engaged and energized NFL fans.
And the daily business, though, is purely random statistics. I mean, it's kind of an expertise, but it's even less of an expertise than reading the racing charts, right?
Well, there's an element of skill. There's an element of statistical mastery and knowledge of the team roster that they put together. It's a little different than the traditional sports model, too, because it really depends on the performance of athletes in a single day versus throughout the season. So it's a little different model, and many people find it dynamic and exciting.
Well, they certainly do. There's a lot of money there. How do you think this is in terms of being vulnerable to manipulation, number one? And number two, are regulations able to deal with fantasy football, or is this way ahead of the game?
Well, fantasy football and daily fantasy football is outside of the legislation. There's a body of legislation that was passed in 2006 called the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act. And because they are not based on current membership of an actual amateur professional team, and a few other details, these fantasy sports are protected from the unlawful gambling, internet gambling laws.
Do you think that fantasy sports and the kinds of money at play here encourages the excesses that have dogged the casino world and legal gambling?
That's a really good question, and some legislators have recently asked that Congress examine whether they are, in fact, running afoul of gambling laws. They'll want to emphasize, the daily fantasy sites and the fantasy teams will want to emphasize the fact that it's a game of skill versus a game of chance. But I think there are many people who enjoyed internet poker that might say poker also involved skill versus chance. So it's an evolving question and an evolving marketplace, but there is a ton of money that is at stake.
So with the exemption in place and a ton of money in place, what event will change the landscape and maybe make it a regulated scenario?
Well, the fantasy operators, and in particular the daily fantasy operators, say they're not gambling and they don't need to be regulated. Again, it's an emerging marketplace, and it's not clear whether it's going to be legal and embraced by leagues and teams.
Well, we'll just have to say good luck then at this point to all the folks playing. Carla Varialli is sports lawyer and professor at Columbia University Sports Management Program. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.